So it is really a profound pleasure to introduce our guest speaker this morning. We had dinner with Dr. Susan Chomsky last night and found her to be incredibly deep and spiritually connected, and I think that she's just exactly right for our community. So I'm very excited to present her this morning. She will also be doing a workshop this afternoon from 1 until 4 o'clock, and she has a big display in the other room of her books, and we will have the tape of this service available after the service as well. She is the author of Divine Revelation, a Book of the Month Club bestseller, now in its 7th printing, and it's published worldwide and in many foreign languages. Her two new books, Exploring Meditation and Exploring Chakras, she has practiced self-development disciplines for 37 years. For 21 years, she resided in remote areas, including the Himalayas, the Alps, and with an enlightened spiritual master from India. She studied New Thought and metaphysics for another 17 years and became a Doctor of Divinity. Dr. Chomsky has taught thousands to listen to their divine intuitive voice, and now she travels internationally, continually presenting workshops and retreats in the United States. She tours India and other sacred destinations. And so I am very, very excited, and I'm very excited to be a part of this audience this morning. So welcome to Dr. Susan Chomsky.
Good morning. I'm so thrilled to be here today to speak with Religious Science, because you understand that we can have this divine connection, that we can have wonderful revelations from the still small voice within us. And that is very rare in this world, very rare. For example, how many of you were raised in a church or in a family in which you were taught that you could have two-way conversations with God? Don't all raise your hands at once. Because maybe one or two of you were very lucky. The rest of us, we were raised to believe that when we talk to God, it's called prayer. And when God talks to us, it's called schizophrenia. That's what we've been taught, right? We've been brainwashed to believe that the only people who are allowed to have conversations with God are great saints, sages, prophets, holy men, and I emphasize the word men, and other great and holy beings, and they lived at least 2,000 years ago in some faraway land, and they wrote that one book. Since then, apparently, God has gone mute. Hasn't spoken to anyone since, right? Wrong. It is my experience, and the experience of thousands of people that I have touched, that we can all have direct divine communication and contact. And I'm going to give you the secret right now of how you can do that. Is that good? 3 minutes into the talk, and she's going to give us the secret already. Good? So all you need to do is you just sit down in a chair. You close your eyes. You get quiet and still and centered and balanced within yourself. And then you simply ask. That's the whole secret. You ask. You ask for guidance, or you ask for inspiration, or you ask a question, and then you just take another deep breath. And then you simply wait. And you do what I call the do nothing program. That means you do nothing, nothing, and less than nothing. And then the still small voice will speak to you from within your heart, and it will say, "My beloved child, I love you. Fear not, but be at peace, for I am always with you. My rod and my staff, they comfort you, for you are that divine presence. You are my little child. Take my hand and I will guide you." So this loving presence of God, this comforter, this joyous, wonderful experience of the safety and the comfort and the light and the love of God, we can experience that. All we need to do is ask. The trouble is that we forget to ask. Or we think that we can't ask. Or we think, "Oh, God's too busy for me." Is God too busy for you? Could God be too busy for anything? After all, God is present everywhere, right? God is present in all places. And you're somewhere, right? Are you somewhere? So if God is everywhere and you are somewhere, then you must be where God is. In fact, God is right here and God is within you. All you have to do is ask. So I've been practicing spiritual disciplines for 37 years. Yes, I really am 56 years old. Those of you who are calculating. I spent 22 years in an ashram. You know what an ashram is. That's a place you go to study with a spiritual master from India. So I was there for 22 years, and I used to meditate up to 20 hours a day. I used to go into my room, and I would not appear for up to 8 weeks at a time. I would have the food brought to the door. I used to go into silence and not utter a sound, not utter a word for up to 4 months at a time. I used to fast for up to 2 months at a time. So I was an introvert. And that's definitely an understatement. So after spending 22 years with my eyes closed, I woke up one day and realized that I was not a spiritual person. How do you spend 22 years in an ashram and then not be a spiritual person? Somehow, I managed to do it. After all, if you think of a spiritual person, what is a spiritual person like? Help me out. A spiritual person is happy. What else? Loving. And what else? Giving. Joyful. Extroverted. What else? Compassionate. Interactive. Mm-hmm. Yes? Balanced, right? Mm-hmm. Funny? Mm-hmm. Also, wouldn't that person be kind and gentle and generous and charitable and giving? Well, I wasn't any of these things. As a matter of fact, I was a bee with an itch, or an itch with a bee, whichever way you want to put it. So after spending 22 years like that, happily and luckily I found New Thought, And I found religious science, science of mind, and I found unity, and I found other new thought teachings. I found a teaching called Teaching of Intuitional Metaphysics, which you've never heard of. And by studying with that teaching, I learned how to listen to the still, small voice within, and how to do that clearly, and how to do that precisely, and how to have that wondrous experience of the direct contact and communication and revelation from spirit within, from God within. Right now, a lot of people want to do this. A lot of people are opening up to listening to inner voices, develop our psychic abilities, let's contact our guides, quote unquote, let's contact our angels, quote unquote, let's contact the dead. Everyone open up and open up and open up. The only trouble is that opening up indiscriminately to listening to inner voices is like inviting strangers into your home to take over your home. We wouldn't do that, would we? Yet some of us, when we go into the inner world, we'll just let anything and everything give us a message. So that's why I teach something called the Becoming Spiritually Street Smart. Because we're street smart when we're out on the street. We know how to handle ourselves in public. Yet some of us are not necessarily so street smart when it comes to going into the inner world, the inner planes. We need to have a roadmap to our inner life. We need to know the territory. And I call this practicing safe spirituality. Practice some safe spirituality. I don't know if they're doing that over at Burning Man, but... but I think they ought to. Anyway, so I live in a very unusual way, very strange way. I live in a motor home, and I have no home base, and I travel all over and speak at churches like this every Sunday, and I really have a good time. And on a daily basis, I do my best to listen to the still, small voice within and to follow the guidance. That's really what I specialize in, helping people to learn how to follow the guidance within. I didn't always do that. After all, I was in that ashram for 22 years, and I never got one divine revelation the whole time I was there. But anyway, I did have good experiences when I was in the ashram. So in every step of the way of writing this book and of getting it published, I listened to the still small voice within me, you know, like, what is the next step? What do I do next? So after I wrote the book was written by Spirit with a capital S. The book wrote itself. And then when I wanted to get it published, I asked within, what do I do to get it published? So then I got a divine revelation came to me like Moses and the burning bush, kind of like that, you know? And it said, go to the library and find yourself a literary agent. That was my divine revelation. So you know what a literary agent is, right? The literary agent is a person who takes your manuscript and finds a publisher for you. So I went to the library and I looked through the list of agents and this one name popped out. It was Jeff Herman. And I just had this sensing that he would be the best agent to represent me. Does not make a whole lot of sense though, because Jeff Herman agents business books for Wall Street. He does not even agent spiritual or metaphysical books at all. Yet I just had this feeling, gut feeling, this is the best agent to represent me. There are three basic ways that we receive inner revelations. Seeing, clairvoyance, like a motion picture going on in your inner eye. Hearing, an inner voice, just like any other thought that comes into your mind, but it is God speaking to you. Or feeling, getting a gut feeling. In this case, I had a feeling Jeff Herman is your agent. So I went ahead and I sent my proposal to Jeff Herman, but I did not have quite enough faith to just send it to Jeff Herman. So I sent it to 30 agents. But the very first one to respond was Jeff Herman. He responded within 2 days after receiving my proposal. So I was jumping up and down, I was so elated, I was bragging to all my friends about my big shot New York agent that I had just gotten. And I was strutting around like a peacock, and oh, how important am I? And then Jeff Herman started to try to find a publisher for me. He shopped my book around to various publishers. All of a sudden, I got a letter in the mail from the Jeff Herman Literary Agency. And it said, "We're very sorry, but we've had a staff shortage in our agency, and we can no longer represent you." I was completely devastated. After all, I had invested so much of my ego in this Jeff Herman thing. So I went into meditation, find out what to do. Now, why is meditation important when we want to listen to the still, small voice within? Help me out. Why is meditation important? Silence, right. Get rid of the chatter, that's correct. Because the still, small voice within is a quiet and still voice, and we cannot hear it when we are in our internal chat room. And so we need to get quiet and still so that we can hear that inner voice. So I went into silence and I asked, what do I do? And I got a very strange message. How many of you have ever gotten a really weird message when you listen to your still small voice within? Oh, a lot of you. So if you get a strange message and yet you know that it is clear and you know that it is truly coming from the divine source, divine revelation, it's a good idea to follow it. In this case, it was a very strange message. And it said, "No, Jeff Herman is still your agent. Don't try to sign with another agent and don't try to sell the book yourself." This message made no sense. After all, Jeff Herman had just dumped me. I could have gone to a number of agents that wanted to represent me. I could have gone to a small publisher and sold the book. But I got this message, and you know what? I'm just crazy enough to follow it. Because that's how I live. I live on blind faith and inner guidance, knowing that I will be guided for my highest good. So I went ahead and I sent Jeff Herman a letter. You got to remember, Jeff Herman doesn't have a clue, doesn't know anything about metaphysics. I sent him this letter. It says, "My intuition says you'd be the best agent to represent me." I send off my letter, and you can imagine what happened after I sent this letter. Nothing happened. That's what happened. I'm sitting around with my blind faith and my book is not getting published. Months go by. Then I get a letter in the mail from the Jeff Herman Literary Agency. It says, "We are so happy that you have so much faith in us, but we still can't represent you." So back into meditation, and you know what? I got the same message again. Jeff Herman is still your agent. Don't try to sign with another agent, and don't try to sell the book yourself. I absolutely knew that this message was clear, that it was true, that it was coming from a divine source. I absolutely knew it was true. You know how I knew that it was a clear and true message? You know how I knew? Because I've read this book. That's how. And in this book, I learned how to tell the difference, how to distinguish and discern between the true voice of spirit and other voices in my mind. How to test whether the message is wishful thinking, the ego, if it's some other voice, some external, what, who or what is giving me this message? So I learned from this book how to do that by using what I call the 10 tests of spiritual discernment. So I went ahead and I sent Jeff Herman a second letter. My intuition still says you'd be the best agent to represent me. I send my second letter off, and you know what happened after I send my second letter? Nothing! Nothing happened! And I'm sitting around with my blind faith. Jeff Herman is my agent! Months go by. Meanwhile, my manuscript is sitting on the table, gathering cobwebs and dust. And it's not getting published. Suddenly, out of the blue, I get a phone call from Jeff Herman. We're very impressed with your perseverance. We decided to represent you. Come to my office and meet my partner. We're going to handle your book. I go to the office in downtown Manhattan. All the business books are stacked on the wall. I'm feeling a little out of place. His partner comes in, and beautiful woman standing there. I immediately had this heartfelt affinity towards this woman. It turns out that the woman who is working in the business book agency is a psychic. And she gives me a psychic reading. And I'm thinking, well, maybe this is why I was guided to stay with this agent. It turned out pretty well. Several months later, my agent called me up, Jeff Herman called me, and he said to me, we've sold the book to Simon & Schuster. When my agent called me up to tell me that he had sold the first-time unknown spiritual new thought author who knows nothing about writing to Simon & Schuster, I nearly went into cardiac arrest. Simon & Schuster, okay, just the biggest publisher in the world wants to publish the first-time unknown author who's actually an artist, went to art school. If you see, you'll see my paintings and drawings out there for sale. So my editor at Simon & Schuster said it's the very best written book she ever edited since she started working for Simon & Schuster. How can that be? Certainly has nothing to do with this body or this ego. It was spirit all the way. It was following the inner guidance with faith. And if you know anything about publishing, you know that it is a total miracle that Simon & Schuster published this book. So, what did we learn? Well, we learned that when you follow divine guidance with faith, when you trust the still small voice within you and you follow it, and you, with faith, just do what you are guided to do, then miracles will happen in your life. Miracles can happen. After all, every one of you is a mighty, powerful, divine, spiritual being. You were not thrown upon this earth arbitrarily. You have something to do in this world, in this life. And everyone who is sitting here today has something very special, very spiritual to do. And if you don't know what that is yet, you can certainly find out by trusting and following the guidance within. You know, it is very easy to open the spirit and to listen to the still small voice within. And it's not that difficult to learn how to distinguish between the true voice of spirit and other voices in your mind. You can learn how to do that by reading this book. What is the difficult part in this equation? What is the difficult part? Doing what it says. Following the guidance. After all, the most challenging thing I could have done was to follow that guidance that told me Jeff Herman is still your agent, and to just have the faith and patience and do nothing and just know that he was going to be my agent, because I'm not the kind of person who likes to sit around and do nothing when I want to get something done. Yet that's exactly what I was guided to do. So why is it difficult to follow the guidance? Because God wants us to grow, to expand, to stretch the edge of our envelope, to step out of our comfort zone, to step out of that ego box, and to really begin to fulfill our destiny, to become all that we can be, to truly live our true potential. And we can do that when we listen to the still small voice and follow and trust that guidance. So I invite every one of you to begin this process with me today. We're going to be doing it this afternoon, in fact. We're going to be listening to the still small voice within. You're all going to learn, not just learn how, you're actually going to do it. This is an experiential workshop this afternoon. Very deep and very profound workshop. Experiential, in which we're going to be meditating very deeply, and we're going to be listening to that still small voice within, getting the messages and receiving the guidance and having the incredible experience of that holy presence, that loving, joyous presence of God. Imagine a world in which every individual listened to their still small voice within. What kind of world would we have? What kind of world would that be? Peaceful world, right? Wouldn't that be heaven on earth? Literally, heaven on earth. And we can all do that through following the guidance and trusting the guidance. And as I said, it's challenging. It's sort of like jumping off of cliffs continually. Jumping off of this cliff, that, just jumping off of cliffs all the time with that kind of faith. Because when you jump off of a cliff, you know that either God is going to catch you, or that you're going to have to learn how to fly real fast. That's what it's like to have that faith, to just follow that blind faith that I have acquired, to just follow the guidance and trust the guidance. And believe me, I have not mastered this because it's very challenging, and I have not mastered it. I'm doing the best I can to just follow that guidance. So I invite every one of you to begin this process, to begin to walk in the footsteps of God's holy presence, to begin to see the world through the eyes of the Christ, through the eyes of God, to begin to hear the voice of God, to allow your heart to beat with the heart of God, to allow your hands to be God's instruments, to allow yourself to be a vessel of spirit, to allow your voice to be the mouthpiece of God, and to dwell in that holy presence in each moment, to dwell in the house of the Lord, which is the holy temple of God within you. So I invite every one of you to stand up and take your sword of power and to become all that you can be, to become that divine, spiritual, radiant being that you already are, to realize that within yourself, to live in that divine revelation in each moment, to live the holy presence in each day, and to live the life worth living, the life divine. And I thank you.